This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, the U.S. military has agreed to suspend offensive operations in the Iraqi city of Najaf. The announcement by an American spokesman in Baghdad came after radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr offered to withdraw his militiamen from that city. Sadr said his offer is contingent on an American pullout. Sadr made the offer after other Shiite leaders asked him to go out of Najaf and after the U.S. military said it killed a, quote, very large number of militiamen. NPR's Peter Kenyon is covering this story from Baghdad. And Peter, the U.S. says it's suspending operations. Does that mean the U.S. is leaving Najaf as Sadr wanted?
Well, they will be pulling out at some point. At the moment, they're going to be keeping what they call some presence patrols. And this agreement also allows for them to keep positions around the governor's office and around the occupation authority headquarters. This agreement was announced first this morning by the National Security Advisor, Mr. Rabai, and he had said that it was worked out between Sadr's representatives and a group of Shiite clerics and politicians known here as the Shiite House. The basic outline, Muqtada al-Sadr agrees to withdraw all those at least who aren't from Najaf and also end the occupation of government buildings in the Shiite holy city. Iraqi police then take over security duties, and presumably in Kufa as well, next door. The U.S.-led occupation forces must then withdraw back to their bases, except for those two places I spoke of earlier. And then there'll be further negotiations on the two big sticking points, the future of the Sadr militia and the future of Mr. Sadr himself. He's wanted in connection with the killing of another Shiite cleric last year.
So is this an end to the biggest uprising that the U.S. has faced during the occupation of Iraq? Or, I mean, is it now in the talking phase, or could there still be more fighting?
There could very much still be more fighting. It is the first step towards ending the fighting, and a lot could still go wrong. The U.S. was completely silent for most of the day about this agreement, but then spokesman Dan Senor did endorse it. He said if Sadr fulfills his commitments, the U.S. will play its part. Senor tried to insist the Americans haven't changed their positions, that he must disband his militia and turn himself over to an Iraqi court. But clearly, their decision to leave these two critical issues in the hands of Iraqi negotiators is a big change in the American position. And on the other hand, you can see why they would do it, because it's a calculated boost to moderate Shiite politicians, just as this deadline for handing over power to the Iraqis approach. Of course, there could still be any number of problems. Sadr won't face any court, he says, until there's a sovereign Iraqi government. Who knows how long that will be. Not clear how many of Sadr's militia are actually from Najaf, in which case Sadr says they won't be leaving. And then, as we mentioned, these presence patrols will be happening until there are sufficient Iraqi police in the area, and we'll have to see what kind of reaction those provoke from any Sadr fighters still around.
Now, this ceasefire came after an episode in which the U.S. said it inflicted heavy casualties on Sadr's militia. What happened in that fighting?
Well, a very large number of fighters were killed. This is quoting Brigadier General Mark Kimmett. He again, for the second day, refused to say how many and said he won't be saying. They are not going to tell us how many, in his words, wayward young men have been killed by American forces. What they're hoping is that this cessation in fighting will grow almost not quite of its own accord, but that the feeling of peace will grow among the local populace, and it will put increased pressure on both Sadr's men and on the Shiite politicians to make sure that this lasts, as it has seemed to last in Fallujah.
We've been talking to NPR's Peter Kenyon in Baghdad. Peter, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.